Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host. I'm glad that you're here. I hope you've had a good day and a good several days since last we were together. I've been very busy, and I've been happy to take phone calls from you guys. Go to our new and improved website, letstalkdementia.org, and you can contact me there. We now have a frequently asked questions page. You can click there, and there's a button where you can submit a question, and it will be answered. Also have a page called Let's Prevent Dementia Recipes and Tips, and I'm just building it. It will increase over time, but there are a few videos there for your edification, shall we say. So I am excited today to share with you about a sermon that the Reverend Grace Brooks preached at our church here in Estero, Florida about 2 weeks ago, and it really had an impact on me, and I am calling this that we want to be mat lifters. So I'm calling it mat lifters. And it comes from the book of Mark, chapter 2, where a paralytic had been placed on a mat every day, and he just laid there day after day, and people walked by him and did nothing for him. And they knew, his friends knew that Jesus was close by and was preaching in a particular building, and there were a lot of people there, a lot of people, and they couldn't get within 100 feet of that building easily. But they were determined, and they together lifted the mat with this man on it, carried him to the building, realized they couldn't get in the building, but they went up on the roof, and they dug a hole through the roofing of that building, and they lowered the man down to Jesus, and he was healed. And he was healed because of the faith of the people who lifted him. He was not healed because of his faith. He was healed because of their faith. Now, that's pretty cool. And I love that story. I love thinking about being a mat lifter. In your caregiving journey, you are a mat lifter. Every day, you are lifting the mat of that person for whom you care. Now, sometimes in our lives, we may not be actively caregiving. I am not actively caregiving right now, but I try to be a mat lifter. How do you do that? Well, think about people in need. What can you do? Can you send a card? Can you take a snack to their house, a healthy snack? Can you make a phone call and just say, I am here. I'm thinking about you. Do you need an ear? Can I drop by and bring you something? Do you need a trip to the grocery store? There are lots of things that we can do as mat lifters that do not necessarily include direct caregiving, but they might include direct support of a caregiver. I have recently had the opportunity and blessed with being on the side of being a mat lifter for a friend, Miss Deb, who has a glioblastoma. And that is just one of the worst diagnoses you can hear. It is a tumor in the brain for which only a handful of people have ever survived more than about 2 or 3 years. And Deb will not be one of those people to survive longer, because as I record this, I expect any minute to receive the text that she has made her way to heaven. And I'm happy for Deb, because I know that's where she's going. She has the testimony to prove it. But what I did for her, because I could not go see her as often as I liked, I mailed her funny cartoons every week. You know, you see them on Facebook all the time. You can click on those things and pull them off onto your desktop and send them to CVS and have them printed. And each week I would mail her some. Now, you know me, I've got a weird sense of humor, so they were not all religious-based or good thought for the day. Some of them were just dumb stuff. I mean, just some crazy dumb stuff of pictures of things that actually go on. There's one of a sign on a building said, closed because we're closed, and we'll reopen when we'll reopen. Well, okay, there you go. That's life, isn't it? So I would send Deb things like that. That was my part of being a mat lifter for her. So think about what you can do to help people. That's what we are called to do. We're to be hands and feet, salt and light for the Lord. We're not just to sit on our butts and do nothing. No, that is not what you're called to do. You're called to be proactive in whatever way you can be. Now, maybe all you can do is sit on your butt. Maybe you are a quadriplegic or paraplegic or whatever condition you have. Maybe you just have arthritis so badly, or maybe you have issues where you can't feel your feet, neuropathy, or you can't use your hands. There are still things you can do. Ask somebody to put the phone up to your ear and just call somebody and give them a blessing. Tell them a funny joke. Tell them something that'll make them giggle. Do this. Be mat lifters, people. Go out there and do that. You're going to make a difference in their world, but you know what else? You are going to make a difference in your day, because there's just something about doing for others that feels good. You know, it's greater to give than to receive. That is true when you do something for somebody else. Go be mat lifters. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.